what are they trying to hide that they wanted to bury for 75 years, which is all the people that are alive and doing the and the CEOs and doing the bench researchers and all these things now would be dead and it would be into the next generation. So they wanted to literally bury the data so that we would not know of all these horrifying things that were going to be happening. The infertility, the cardiac problems, the autoimmune diseases, the long list of autoimmune diseases, the long list of cancers in every organ system of the body. This is full out war on the human race. On the human race. And yes, the churches, like you said in your last segment, which is one of the things I talk about a lot when I'm out doing my public talks, is how involved this, we need to be fighting the spiritual battle here, and the churches really do need to step it up and get involved.
It's not about credit, but it's about results. And of the Dr. Merkulis and McCullis and countless other great men and women that have stood up to the evil of the genetic, biological, chemical attack through these shots, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I've been interviewing more than 20 years. And she's here with us now to talk about the latest developments, a medical doctor who saw the problems in her own patients, who successfully and accurately predicted 2.5 years ago on this show what is now confirmed. All the insurance actuaries, the Wall Street Journal, all of them. Oh, my God, record deaths in young people, record deaths 18 to 63. The vaccines aren't vaccines. They erase your immune system, and it's all hanging out there. But nothing is being done about it. And now they're coming back with more lockdowns and more force shots and their next attack. So she joins us now, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, one of the country's most knowledgeable and outspoken physicians regarding the impact of vaccines on health. TenpennyIMC.com website, Vaxxer with two X's.com, Twitter, Busy Dr. T. And she joins us to talk about brain damage. We are now seeing from the shots, blood clots, the agenda, the history of money, gold, silver, and how to prepare for the next steps. DrTenpenny.com. Doctor, we salute you and we thank you. And we wish you weren't vindicated, but you certainly are in spades. You're here with us now. You've got the floor.
Thank you so much, Alex. And yes, it's been almost 23 years that we've been having these conversations about vaccines that then rolled over into the pandemic. And then, of course, the COVID injections and jabs, which are not vaccines. And you're right. It's not a good feeling to know that everything that I said back in March of 2020 in terms of the pandemic, in terms of the masks, the myth of the mask, the nonsense of the social distancing, the fraud of the PCR tests, and all of the stuff and the 40 mechanisms of injury of how these shots can make you sick or kill you. And I said that somewhere between March of 2020 and March of 21, that the tsunami of deaths that would be coming, the tsunami of injuries. And I just heard your segment about the churches, and hopefully the churches will not fail us as miserably the second time around when we see this tsunami of regrets and remorse and of sadness when all these people are dying, and that the church will be there and we'll see the greatest revival ever. Because what we're now seeing in terms of brain injury from these shots is just irrefutable. I mean, what is actually causing something called tauopathies? It's there's two substacks that I wrote about it. My substacks are Eye on the Evidence at substack.com. And are your friends and family members brain damaged by something that is destroying what's called alpha syncytion, which turns into Lewy body dementia and Parkinson's disease anywhere 3 to 10 years out from when this is happening? So any of the people that say, I got the shot and I'm just fine, they've got to be looking over their shoulder for years in terms of neuropathic problems, dementias, and other types of things that'll be going on with their brain and their immune system. When I wrote the article, I wrote a second article on Substack that was called I got the shot and I'm just fine, because I'm sure that could resonate to you with thousands, if not millions, of your listeners, that they hear that from their friends and family members. But the problem is that the blood-brain barrier is being broken by these spike proteins that are manufactured by these shots, and also by the chemicals that are inside of the shots, the polyethylene glycol, the graphene oxide, and the heaven only knows what else is in there of those shots, and I say that in air quotes, that is damaging the blood-brain barrier. And the blood-brain barrier and is now called, they call it the neurovascular unit. And it's the blood that surrounds the brain and incorporates the spinal cord. And what they're actually saying is that this is actually going to be causing, and let me read this to you, it's the dysfunction of the blood-brain barrier is rapidly expanding and can cause numerous pathological conditions such as ischemic strokes, infections, epilepsy, tumors, drug resistant epilepsy, neuroinflammatory diseases called tauopathies. The breakdown of the blood-brain barrier is an early independent biomarker of human cognitive decline.
So let me interrupt you. I'm not a medical doctor like you are that predicted all this.
One sentence, Alex.
Go ahead.
Tau proteins have been found in 40 to 50% of people with the blood-brain barrier that's been destroyed. So we can document this by blood tests.
No, start over. I didn't mean to interrupt you. My point is, I read the headlines. Blood clots at record level. Oh, the soft drinks are making it happen. This is having it happen. They admit all this death is happening, and they're trying to act like it's not the shots. So recap what you were saying. I just wanted to inject that.
Yeah, and now I read one yesterday that they're trying to blame coffee. Coffee, yeah, as being the reason for blood clots, that, you know, we know that that's simply not true. And I think that a lot of these things with monkeypox and with these hemorrhagic fevers, they want to like start the fear machine mongering again so that everybody will lock down and wear a mask and do all the stupid stuff with putting Q-tips up their nose. And all that's doing is covering up the side effects. We know that Pfizer had documented more than 1,100 diseases, disorders, and types of problems that were going to be caused by these Pfizer shots. And they knew about it before they even released them.
Exactly. So I interrupted you and messed up what you were saying earlier. Recap that, because that's important, and then continue on.
Just the fact that the disruption of the blood-brain barrier, is the endothelial cells that are really super tightly joined together, that they really regulate what is allowed into the brain. The spike proteins and the chemicals in these shots are breaking down the blood-brain barrier. And as that gets broken, we can actually measure something called tau proteins, spelled T-A-U, tau proteins in the blood as an acute independent marker of cognitive dysfunction. So these people that you're seeing that can't talk, can't finish sentences, are really grasping for different types of things that they didn't do before. And when I wrote the article, I got the shot and I'm just fine. And I wrote the other article, are your friends and family members brain damaged by the shots? I meant it. I really meant it, that this is actually happening. And this is just one element of the neurocognitive decline. The other is the cardiovascular markers and what we're seeing with myocarditis. I wrote another article on my Substack about myocarditis. And all of these things are happening. And Alex, these are just two of 1,100 different things.
And we go back to October of 2020. The CDC's own documents said this would happen. So they knew, Dr. Tenpenny.
They did. They've known it from the beginning. And, you know, the judge that has told them to release 55,000 documents per month, and so far I believe it's only been about 1,200, they are really, what are they trying to hide? That they wanted to bury for 75 years, which is all the people that are alive and doing the CEOs and doing the bench researchers and all these things now would be dead and it would be into the next generation. So they wanted to literally bury the data so that we would not know of all these horrifying things that were going to be happening. The infertility, the cardiac problems, the autoimmune diseases, the long list of autoimmune diseases, the long list of cancers in every organ system of the body. This is full out war on the human race. And yes, the churches, like you said in your last segment, which is one of the things I talk about a lot when I'm out doing my public talks, is how involved we need to be fighting the spiritual battle here. And the churches really do need to step it up and get involved.
Wow, you got so much to cover in the next hour. What do you want to get into next when we come back?
I think that we'll just talk about this a little bit more, about the different types of symptoms that people may be having, and that we need to talk about the cognitive dissonance. And then I'd like to talk a little bit about our summer camp, the summer boot camp that we're doing starting right now.
All right, Dr. Shira Tenpenny is our guest. You got a lot of great websites. What's the best one for folks to visit?
DrTenpenny.com is where you can find most everything that's linked through DrTenpenny.com.
All right, DrTenpenny.com. Excellent site, incredible information. The insurance actuaries, all the numbers are out. Mass death, record death. They are literally killing us and trying to normalize it, but we're not going to let them do it. A lot of people, well, they ended the lockdowns. They've got those coming back as well. We'll talk about it straight ahead. Please don't forget, band.video. Once this live show's over, we'll archive this Dr. Sherry Tenpenny interview. She's one of the biggest guests we have on, millions of views. Share it. Wake people up. Warn people. This archived interview, this live right now, will be posted at band.video. Whatever you do, continue to spread the word about Infowars.com and Newswars.com and Infowars.com/show. We'll be right back. I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation and all the things out there hurting everybody to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
Tell us a little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
Wow. And so in simple terms, what does that mean, Dr. Bartlett?
Thank you for making it simple. So basically, there's an enzyme that can take that messenger RNA vaccine information and put it into the DNA of the person, into their DNA. Mm. And we were told that could not happen. So this is in a lab, but it's showing
really?
That the you remember the vaccine is messenger RNA.
Yeah.
And we were told that that messenger RNA could not go into your DNA, but this is showing that in a lab it can.
And so what happens when it does, Dr. Gold?
Well, can I answer slightly different than your question?
Yeah.
So one of the fun things about the last couple of years being a doctor and lawyer is this is a very interesting opportunity, and I think we're going to be bringing another lawsuit because there's actually federal law that you cannot discriminate against people for genetic discriminations. I forgot the acronym. I think it's GINA, G-I-N-A.
GINA.
GINA, right? So this now opens the door to saying that if you're not allowing somebody in who chose not to get the shot, that you're actually engaging in genetic discrimination. So I think there's this Sweden study, I think, opens the door to a new type of lawsuit.
If you're pregnant and you have this done, can that then affect your baby?
Yes. See, this is an alarming finding. The CDC says on its website very explicitly, this will not change your DNA. The paper that came out of Sweden. Now, there'll be many more to confirm it.
It's just the first
and the steps are to A, confirm it, to confirm that the entire code is installed, and then to actually confirm that it's expressed, meaning that the spike protein now is continuously expressed from human cells. But because the lipid nanoparticles are taken up everywhere, that means somatic cells in your organs, but also your gametocytes, actually the cells that actually are the sperm and the egg, if they are carrying it, that indeed means that, in fact, it could be passed to the daughter cells.
Open up for birth defects.
This is all part of a depopulation plan, and it's all coming out now. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is our guest. What do you make of that incredible new study that came out? I know 2 years ago you warned on this show it could get into your DNA. Now it's being confirmed. Where is this going?
Well, it's interesting, Alex, because when I wrote the 20 Mechanisms of Injury ebook and then did the webinar on that, it was in May of 2021. And poor planning on my part, we did that on a Mother's Day weekend and we had a lot of requests to redo it. So we rescheduled it for July. And between May of 21 and July of 21, I found 20 more mechanisms of injury of how the COVID shots can make you sick or kill you. So 40 altogether, two completely different ebooks. They're both available at drtenpenny.com and they're all hyperlinked. That shows that shows exactly what these things are doing. And it's so interesting because every week now there seems to be more articles that are coming out confirming everything that I had put out from the mainstream peer-reviewed literature way back in May of 21, but nobody was reading it, nobody was paying attention to it, nobody wanted to hear it because it causes such great cognitive dissonance, sort of like this fabricated thing they've come up with now called SADS, S-A-D-S, sudden adult distress syndrome, that people are just suddenly dropping over dead. You know, that they're just, you know, suddenly dropping over dead, completely healthy people. And they don't want to admit that it was the shot. In fact, one of the articles I read said doctors are completely perplexed at why these sudden adult death syndromes, why these people are just dropping over dead. And it's like they're perplexed because they don't want to connect the dots. And they don't want to connect the dots, in my opinion, for two very important reasons. One is the fact that most doctors are double jabbed and boosted. So they're wondering if they are going to be the next one with the sudden adult death syndrome where they're going to drop over dead. The other one is knowing how many patients in their practices that they have seen on Monday, they seem to be just fine. They got a shot. And then on Thursday, they are suddenly dead. And some doctors that I believe are still good people that are still thinking and still have some level of consciousness about this are wondering if they are complicit in the murder of their patients. I have a new employee that I hired that left her job because she said, I saw my doctor that I was working for murder 81 of my patients, and I couldn't stand it another minute. I could no longer participate and be part of it. And she's one of, I'm sure, thousands of nurses and nurse practitioners and physician's assistants across the country that are coming to the becoming cognizant about the fact that this is happening. Yes, exactly.
So big 35,000 foot view, their program, their operation, what was their plan? How is it going for them? It seems like as bad as it is, people are waking up. It seems to me like their plan is blowing up in their face, even though it's caused a lot of carnage.
I believe that that's true. I believe that they overplayed their hand. You know, they tried to do the depopulation. If you didn't die, then you were going to become sick and chronically ill and be a customer for life. And then you were going to also be able to, and then if you didn't die from one of their diseases, you are going to be wired up into the transhumanism movement and be part of the Internet of Things and the Internet of Bodies and get your microchip and your QR code for doing business and participating in life. I think they didn't understand or had any concept of the human resiliency and of people that were not willing to become slaves and to become robots. And I do think that they really underplayed their hand on knowing that the Christian people and the people who would put on the full armor of God and resist this, the evils and this present darkness that we are fighting against these powers and principalities. I think that they underestimated God's hand in this, people's power of prayer in this, and the willingness of them to fight back.
I agree with that. It's blown up in their face. So what do you expect them to do next?
I think that they're going to hammer down. These people are relentless. They worship Satan. Their depopulation agenda has not been working as well for them as what they had hoped, at least not as fast. And they're relentless. I mean, you know, people on our side are nice and they don't want to get involved and they, you know, they just don't want to say anything bad about anybody. And, you know, everybody's entitled to what they want to do. But the people on the other side are relentless and they do not give up. They go 24/7, you know, around the clock because they've got every time zone covered. And I believe that they'll release some other bioterrorism method. They know that they've learned how to capitalize on fear. And I'm just hoping and praying that people will say things like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, ain't going to happen.
Exactly. We're in a race to expose their next lockdown, their next bioweapon release. Their monkeypox, that fear didn't work. Their new ninja variant didn't create fear. What do you think is coming next?
It might be Ebola. I kind of thought that it would be hemorrhagic fevers and maybe Ebola even before they went with the monkeypox angle, because they already have in the U.S., they already have an approved Ebola vaccine. It was approved actually in February of 2020. I had gone to the CDC to thinking I was going to hear about Corona. And what we heard instead was their approval of the Ebola vaccine, even for pregnant women. And this was the end of February of 2020.
And it's incredible what they pre-program always comes true. I want to talk about the future with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. DrTimpenny.com. I want to talk about blood clots at record levels, the insurance actuary showing record death, and more with her. Dr. Sherry Timpenny is our guest. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We'll come right back for this forbidden information you're not supposed to hear. And then we're going to archive this live show later at band.video. Please, for your future, my future, all of our futures, share this interview. We'll be right back. Well, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is our guest on this live Tuesday broadcast. She's a medical doctor exposing and predicting everything we're in right now. So, Doc, I got to ask 1,000 questions, and I've got a lot of points I want to go over. But front and center for you, new lockdowns are coming. We talked about that last segment. They're getting ready with the new attacks. Where do you see this going, and what else do you want to impart to this audience of millions?
I think that it's really important to protect yourself as best as you can from being around people who've already received these bioweapon injections. I mean, they've shown that the spike protein can be spread from person to person by physical contact as an exosome. And I think it's important to use colloidal silver. I know you've got a great product that you have for that, hydrogen peroxide, iodine. I know you have a great product for that. I think those are all really important things. I'm a big fan of ivermectin and will always be. I think that it's one of the important things that globs onto the spike proteins and blocks the ACE2 receptors. And we all now know that there's a lot of other important reasons that ivermectin is a good thing. It fights cancer. It's got all kinds of things in it. So I think that the food preparation, like what you said on your commercial break there, is super important to be prepared. We did a boot camp that was in the spring. Our boot camp this summer that is open for enrollment right now it's called Summer Camp. It's a 4-week course compressed into 2 weeks. So it's 4 nights. It's Tuesday and Thursday night for 4 weeks that we're going to be talking about how to plan a little bit better in terms of your way forward and thinking about the understanding the history is the way forward. We're bringing in registered investment advisors. Matt and I are not investment advisors. We're not going to tell you what to do with your money or how to spend it or where to put it. But we're bringing in people that can, like Dr. Kirk Elliott is going to be a guest. He's going to talk about the history of gold and silver. We have another important guest that's going to talk about the history of constitutional money and why our fiat money is not worth anything and why we are facing hyperinflation because of that. We're going to be talking about the history of cryptocurrency. My business partner, Matt, was one of the original miners of the original cryptocurrency when it first started. So he's always had a front row seat to try to explain to people the pros and cons about the history of cryptocurrency and the volatility and give some people understanding of the history of it, because if you understand the history, you'll understand things going forward. And then the last night of our boot camp, which is on July the 28th, it'll be the history of the Great Reset. We're going to start with the Fabians and come forward all the way through the Rockefellers. We're going to put it all into a bite-sized piece so that you can get it all and explain it to your friends and family members. So this 4-week course that is going to be loaded and absolutely loaded with information, it is on Tuesday and Thursday nights. You can go to learningforyou.org/summercamp and register for the course. It's $299 for a 4-week course. And for the special bonus, we have a 2-hour interview with Catherine Austin Fitz and she wanted to kick off the boot camp because she felt like she had the most to say about it. And she did a 2-hour interview called The Top 10 Mistakes People Do With Their Money. And honestly, the $299 value is worth it.
Oh,
just
her information
for that
is invaluable. So let me throw this out big picture for you. 35,000 foot view. What did the globalists want to do 30 months ago with the COVID release versus what it did and where you think we are right now? I mean, how did it go for them?
I don't think it's gone so well for them. I mean, yes, we've had carnage. We've had carnage with our food, with our money, with millions of people being injured, and that we know of at least 1.6 million people that have been injured. We know at least 57,000 people in this country have died. Now we've seen, Steve Kirch has come out and said that he really believes that it's more like 500,000 people that have died. And Dr. David Martin came out a couple of weeks ago and said he felt there would be 750 million dead people by 2028. And I said to David, I said, I think that your number of people that are going to die is going to be larger than 750 million by a magnitude. And I think saying it's going to happen by 2028, the timeline is too long. It's going to be much sooner and much more gravity than that. So on the carnage side, I think that they've done a pretty good job. They've been met with so much resistance, though. And I think that they thought it was going to be a walk in the park. You know, Alex, back in 2020, it just was so perplexing to me when this first started on how did they get 190 countries in the entire world, or 194 countries, to lock down, put on masks, go into their basement, mask up their children, get Q-tips crammed up their nose, and be subjected to this unbelievable experimental shot. How did that happen on every country around the world at the same time? Well, it's by knowing the history of the World Economic Forum and where they started. It actually started before that in the 20s. And then in the 70s, when they uncoupled, you know, the dollar from the gold standard. And now we've got hyperinflation because we pumped so much money into the circulation. And if we understood those histories a little bit better, we would understand better where we are and where what they're trying to do to us going forward.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, doesn't it come down to this? They don't want a bunch of baby boomers collecting Social Security. At the end of the day, they're trying to depopulate people. It's so obvious.
And it's not only the top end. You know, think about this. They don't want their baby boomers collecting Social Security. They don't want their elderly collecting and living off of Medicare. And so if they're going to go to all this trouble to kill all these millions of people on the top end, particularly in the United States and the UK and the Five Eye countries, in the more wealthy countries, if they're trying to get rid of the top end, they certainly don't want those young baby boomers to start having, or the young baby, not baby boomers, but those young people to start having babies to fill up the pipeline again. So all of these shots that are going to, like that little segment you showed of that Peter McCullough was talking about. Yes, those, now we know the spike protein. I already talked about it in the 40 mechanisms of injury. The spike proteins destroy the sperm, destroy the eggs, and make people infertile. So now that we've depopulated from the top, we certainly don't want those young people having babies and filling up from the bottom. We have got to destroy humanity at both ends.
And that's what's happening. But as you said, it's not going well for them. So I'll go back to the same question. What do you expect they're going to pull next?
You know, like I said, I think it's going to be one other biologic. It may be the whole thing with a weaponized form of monkeypox, because people are saying that, you know, they're getting the monkeypox. It's very painful. It seems to be more in the homosexual population that they weaponized it to try to and have these horrible rashes to cover up the side effects that we're seeing from the Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca shots. Maybe that they're going to do that. Are there going to be an Ebola, a Marburg related? Because now we're saying, oh, we're starting to see, you know, hemorrhagic viruses show up in places we haven't before. Or is it going to be some other completely weaponized virus or bacteria or something nuclear? I mean, why did they start now suddenly having commercials, TV commercials, telling people what to do in the event of a nuclear attack? Why would they be doing that except more predictive programming? So they want the world population to go down. They don't want to have it rebuilt back up by a bunch of young people. They want it, and the people that are left will be customers for life of the pharmaceutical industry.
That's right. And for those that don't know, even Elon Musk points out, you've got to have 2.2 children for every two adults or society collapses. So when they're doing all this, they know it's going to collapse society.
Absolutely. It's the plan. That's been the plan since the 70s, probably even before that, because they have to have a smaller set of serfs that are easily controllable. Now, if we can microchip all those serfs and we know where they are, we can control their movement and everything that they do by their handheld, cell phones. And we can actually get the chip into their hand or their forehead, like it talks about in the Bible, so people won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without having the absolute mark of the beast or a QR code or some other way that you can function in society to buy food, to buy gasoline, to travel. They want people to be controlled. They want them to be either microchipped.
And this has all been announced.
Or not.
Dr. Sherry
yes,
Tenpenny, final segment coming up. We're going to hit on this and other key points you've got to cover, and the blood clots and the rest of it. And then after she leaves us, we'll get to all these callers ahead of the next guest host taking over. Wow. What a time to be alive. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, 2.5 years later, totally vindicated. It all came true. It's all happening. We're talking about what comes next.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. And people ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
All right, I'm going to host 15 minutes the next hour. I had Wayne Allyn Root taking over because the January 6th committee has attacked us big time. Just about 30 minutes ago, we have the club. That's coming up. It's pretty crazy. And for callers, I got to most of you, but we'll get your number. We'll call you back tomorrow. We'll get you on. Appreciate you holding. We can't get to you. I appreciate you. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, since you mentioned it, here's the New York City official ad promoting nuclear warfare that you were talking about.
Nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why, just know that the big one has hit. Okay, so what do we do? There are three important steps that I want you to remember. Step one, get inside fast. You, your friends, your family, get inside. And no, staying in the car is not an option. You need to get into a building and move away from the windows.
Oh.
Step two, stay inside. Shut all doors and windows. Have a basement? Head there. If you don't have one, get as far into the middle of the building as possible. If you were outside after the blast, get clean immediately. Remove and bag all outer clothing to keep radioactive dust or ash away from your body. Step three, stay tuned. Follow media for more information. Don't forget to sign up for Notify NYC for official alerts and updates.
Yeah, your internet's going to work when it's nuclear
and
war.
And don't go outside until officials say it's safe.
Oh, officials say.
All right, you've got this.
All right, they're getting ready for an economic collapse. They launched a bio attack. They did a force injection. They're getting us ready for the Great Reset. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
Yeah, I mean, when you listen to that, Alex, how many of those things that she said do you think will work? You know, if you're in a nuclear attack, I mean, unless the nuclear attack was on the other side of the country and you happen to be in New York.
Yeah, if you're in New York, the building's falling down on you, you're dead.
Exactly. And the radiation goes through and the heat and the explosion, the blast, everything that happened. And go take a shower, by the way, and for sure, turn on your television and listen to our broadcast. I mean, seriously, I mean, this is like a joke. It has to be a joke.
But they're clearly doing it just like with COVID for fear.
Apparently so. I mean, yes, the big one has happened somewhere, but it certainly wouldn't, that really wouldn't do anything for you if what happened, it was just right outside. I'm telling you, that has to be a joke. And if people really believe that and think that that is something that they could do in the event of nuclear attack, you know what it reminds me of, Alex? It reminds me of when we were kids and they had these nuclear drills and you had to get underneath your chair, your
duck
little
and cover.
Teeny, tiny wooden chair, duck and cover in the first grade, like that was going to do something.
So let me ask you this, beyond being a medical doctor, beyond predicting all this, politically with Joe Biden, the Hunter Biden, the iPhone, all of it, all this coming out, I mean, what would you... How would you describe this political moment we're at right now?
I just can't believe that well, let me rephrase that. What has not happened is more disturbing, I think, than what has happened. Now that we've just in the last couple of days heard about, you know, Hunter Biden should be charged with sex trafficking, of taking young women, prostitutes across state line that was possibly funded by his father. I mean, if this was happening to a Republican, could you only imagine what they would be doing in terms of uprising and up? If this was happening to Trump or if this was happened to some other Republican that would be in public office, but because they're protecting Biden and wanting to keep the puppet in there for whatever reason, reason for as long as possible, you know, it's going to be one more thing that probably not much is going to be done about, which is really sad. I feel like our entire government is missing in action. Both sides of the aisle are just a bunch of rhinos, and just really, it's very disturbing, the fact that what is not happening in our country is equally as bad as what has been happening.
I totally agree. They are hyping new lockdowns. They are hyping masks at national parks. They say they're getting ready for new ones. When do you think they'll try the next lockdown? After the election, or what are you seeing, Dr. Tenpenny?
Oh, it'll be before the election, in my opinion. It'll definitely be any way to try to stop the election, whether they'll go to all paper types of, they'll go to like paper ballots, and then there won't be enough paper because we have a paper shortage. And then they'll lock it down so people can't go and vote because it's a paper vote. You know, they'll shut down the internet. They'll say you have to have your QR code to prove that you were had been vaccinated, not just vaccinated once, but double vaxxed and boosted at least once, if not twice. In order to be
able
to vote.
And that was my last question. What do you make of all the reports of Fauci and of Biden, all of them? 3, 4, 5 shots, they're still sick. I know a bunch of people that took the shot, they get sick over and over again. People that didn't take the shot keep getting sick. Since when does a pathogen, you catch it 3, 4 times, since when does your body not learn to defeat it? That sounds like synthetic to me.
Well, you're absolutely right. And we know that the more and more data that's coming out, you're much more likely to die if you've been vaccinated. Even you're more likely to die if you've had even just one shot.
Yeah, what did you make of the Wall Street Journal 2 weeks ago that people are double likely to die if they've had the shot? Why they're even reporting it? I mean, that's insane.
Well, and doesn't that just tell you what the status of things are? That now they're trying to cover their tracks. Because we've known for 2 years now that these shots destroy your immune system, irreversibly destroy your toll-like receptors, which is your primary innate immune system. We know that it permanently damages your heart, that the spike protein can go inside of your nucleus and release and stop your body from protecting you from cancer. I mean, the list is at least 40 different ways that I've been able to identify. There's probably more that have come out since then. But I think that in terms of what you were asking about the elections, they know that they would lose by a landslide, I guess. But, you know, they've never done away with they've never corrected the last election fraud problem. And what makes us think there would be any less election fraud going forward? And will they shut everybody down and not allow people to leave their house right before they have to go and vote? I mean, it's just one sinister plan and one sinister evil plot
after another.
It's a
desperate globalist elite trying to stay in control. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, everybody can check out your websites. Thank you so much. Amazing interview.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex.
Thank you. All right. I've got to hit this January 6th attack because it's insane. It's about demonizing the populist, nationalists, those that question fraudulent elections. That's coming up. But separately, the cavalry's here. This is the strongest curcuminoid, strongest system out there for your immune system, for your body, for inflammation. The strongest curcuminoid out there is a national brand that costs more than ours, that's 75% curcuminoid. This is 95% curcuminoid, and it's back in stock, a limited supply, more than 7 months sold out, almost 8 months sold out. Body's ultimate turmeric formula is so important for men, women, children, black, white, old, young, doesn't matter, and it funds the operation. So Body's ultimate turmeric formula is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies is back in stock at 25% off. Uses a medical herb for thousands of years. Turmeric is one of the most studied ingredients known today. And this is a concentrated, super strong, the strongest version available right now for joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammatory support, your immune system. Concentrated turmeric, 95% curcuminoids, Botswana Sartata extract, organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, and pepperdine, which is concentrated black powder. It is incredible for your digestion, for your immune system, everything. Body's ultimate turmeric formula isn't just a great product you and your family need. It funds the InfoWar, a total and complete, absolute 360 win. So we've been sold out of many of our best sellers for 6, 7, 8, 9 months. Finally, a limited supply of Bodies is in stock, ready to ship right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The perfect answer to whole body support. Bodies is back at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And Vitamineral Fusion's a few weeks out, but I don't know which one's better. They're both incredible products, but this is the strongest turmeric out there. Body's ultimate curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. And get an Alex Jones' Right t-shirt while you're at it. Get a 2000 Mules DVD to be in your archive. They can't censor while you're at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 still 40% off. We still have Vaso Beats and Ultra 12 40% off. They're incredible products that are real bolsters and defenses against the globalist and keep us on the air. So Bodies, X2, Vaso Beats, Ultra 12, all available, 25 to 40% off. And we need the funds more than ever. So take advantage of this. If you haven't tried X2, if you haven't tried Bodies, if you haven't tried these products, you are crazy if you're not. But I'm just so excited and bless God. Thank you, all of you, that finally one of our best-selling products is back in stock. Get it while you can. It will sell out at current sales rates in 2 weeks, and hopefully more comes in. But we got to pay the bills. We got to pay the payroll. That's a great product you need. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
So the worst possible thing you could do is vaccinate somebody to prevent infection and actually make them worse.
We've just put together a new DVD pack for you. Two essential Patriot films have arrived at the InfoWars store. COVID Land 3 has just dropped, and right now we're selling it with 2,000 Mules. Of course, the documentary film taking America by storm right now, proving that there was mass election fraud in 2020, which is how Joe Biden got in the White House. So you can get both of those right now at InfoWarsStore.com, a combo DVD pack. And by the way, I purchased the digital copy, and it's the same price that we're selling the hard DVD copy with COVIDland 3 for. So if you're going to get 2,000 Mules, you might as well go to InfoWarsStore.com to get it, because you're going to get it for the same price plus COVIDland Part 3.
There are more allergic reactions to the COVID vaccines than first expected.
Headaches, nausea, hallucinations, and yes, even death.
I've lost count of the injuries. Things like urinating clots of blood, paresthesias, gastroparesis, altered mental status, respiratory arrest, cardiac arrest, new onset diabetes. I have patients who can't walk anymore. I've just never seen anything like this in all my years of practicing medicine.
Well, these people are creating a whole conspiracy theory, and they are trying to basically to benefit and profit from this fear of the people. And this is who are the criminals. Those that they don't get the vaccine, they're the criminals. They're afraid. The people that are circulating all this misinformation, they are criminals.
Get your DVD copy of COVID Land 3, The Shot, at InfoWarsStore.com.